Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, Sherry Pang, and Maria Wilson Duff. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, and generally anything unexplained. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Paranormal Horizons, and tonight Jason is off. He has a little bit of a physical issue, and so our co-host who fills in for Jason or I when we can't, one of us can't make it, is Maria Wilson Duff. She's filling in for Jason tonight, and tonight I'm really excited to introduce a new guest. It's her first time on our radio show. And her and I have been seeing each other probably, I'm thinking, 3-4 years at least on the circuit of the Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo. And I asked Sharon Samsel, she is a clairvoyant, she does readings and healings, and I asked her to be a guest. She is just dynamite. Her energy is very powerful. I love her. She's like me. She's to the point, and she demands, just a big audience of people who are willing to do their work for healing in their journey of consciousness. And we're just going to bring her on. But she is a gifted clairvoyant and a master of spiritual communication with over 20 years of experience. And she's an award-winning psychic and a master of spiritual communication with 5-star ratings. So I'm not going to go on and on and on, but I'm going to bring Sharon on so we can make the best of the time that we have. Hey, Sharon, come on in.
Hey, Jerry, you know what? I am going to have to update my websites because it's almost 30 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I need to really do my new pictures.
I'm so glad you're clear.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's been a long time since I've been doing this. It's probably the longest relationship I've ever had has been with Spirit. So
I can tell you're an old pro on this.
I am so stunned by this. I really am. People will tell me things about readings they've had from me, and I'm just blown away. I'm like, really? I just don't pay any attention to it because, to me, it's just something I do. It's not, and you probably feel the same way. We're just doing our job. We're just working. We're out there doing what we're led to do by Spirit.
I love what I do. I mean, but I'm a little bit versed in what I do compared to you. My basis is in Chinese medicine. So I'm a medical intuitive and medical Qigong practitioner. That's the basis of everything I do. But everything kind of bleeds over after that with the psychic and the mediumship readings.
It truly does. It truly does. And you guys, we were talking about this before I came on, is there's a difference between a medium and a clairvoyant and a healer and an empath, okay? And it actually depends on which chakra you're working out of. If you're an empath, you are actually working out of your second chakra, and that's the ability, the clairsentience ability to feel the emotions of the room. Everyone thinks it's a heart chakra, but it's the second chakra. And mediums like you work in the eighth and ninth chakras, which are right above your head. And I'm a clairvoyant. I work with my sixth chakra. I see energy. I just see it. It's just there. And because I can see energy, I can move energy. One of my favorite friends, everybody, he's been working, I don't know, we've known each other 10 years, and he's a great medium psychic. He's wonderful. And everybody tells me how, like, holy he is. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't hear his jokes. That man's nasty. He tells you all the raunchy things. when he's not up giving readings. He'll get down and dirty. I mean, I'm not even going to tell you some of this stuff. But when he's reading, he's up in that medium clairvoyant, not that, you know, not clairvoyant, but up there in that space, and he becomes much nicer. It's just from where he's at. So it's kind of funny. And it's
like
always,
he's very much nicer.
He is much nicer. I mean, he's a great guy.
Gosh.
He's a beautiful, beautiful, warm-hearted spirit. But he's got a touch of that kind of gay queen zingers in him, too, which is fun.
Oh, man. I love him. They're great.
So he's just,
I love him.
His clients think he's just the most wonderful saint out there. They think he's a saint, and they've looked, and I've seen him come out of the sainthood stuff from where he reads from. And he just grins and goes, oh, well. But it is important to know who you're working with. A lot of times in my work, Cherry, people will come to me and they will ask me to, I mean, I talk to ghosts, don't get me wrong, I talk to spirit, but they'll ask for more information than what I'm willing to give them or what I'm capable of giving them, and that's when I send them to a medium, someone like you. But if they're, for me, I invite the soul in, and once they're in, they're, you know, they just want to make sure everybody's okay, nobody's mad at each other. They want to say, I love you for the last time. They want to, you know, do a lot of different things. But a medium gets all that depth of information because they actually go up into that vibration where they live. Pretty cool what
That's
you do,
wonderful.
Huh? Yeah. Pretty cool.
Go ahead, Maria.
Oh, I love listening to about chakras and things like that. It just, I can't learn enough about it.
Well,
so
it's where
it
all,
just,
it's where everything,
it's,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's where
we, when I can see the chakras, you know, it's like their whole life just unfolds in the different chakras.
It's the main of everything as a psychic, what you're working through. It's the basis of all Eastern relief systems and religions. It's the main where all the information is. When I look at somebody and I see them down in their first chakra, I just start laughing. It's no wonder you can't get anything done. You're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
Hey, let's, and then this is the cool part about it. Then I can actually reach into their body and take them and help them move up to an upper chakra. Whether they stay there or not is a different story.
Right.
Well,
I
want to tell everybody, if anybody wants to call in, you know, Paranormal Horizons is always welcome to callers, except the spammers and those the tricksters or whatever. But we're always welcome to have callers come call in for any questions or anything for Sharon. And you can reach us at 1-215-383-3999. You can call in again and talk to Sharon at 1-215-383-3999. I had to throw that in, guys. So,
do y'all get a lot of, you know, people that push back on you on this show? That, you know,
I don't think so. I think with Jason, yes. I don't think with us girls, huh, Maria?
Not yet. I'm sure that's coming,
oh,
though.
With us. Jason,
when
I
first started working, we got a lot more pushback 30 years ago. Lots more pushback.
Oh, sure.
We were prayed over. We were preached to. I think my brothers put me on every prayer circle list they could. I could almost tell you when it happened once a month. I mean, there was a lot more pushback. And I think if you go to different states, I mean, I'm always surprised when we're in Raleigh, or we're in Texas, that we're actually so well-received in those states, and sometimes better than we are out in California. But there is a great deal, you know, there was a lot of pushback. Now it's almost like they're talking about other people, not the psychic so much. We don't raise eyebrows as much as we used to. It just is.
Right, because you finally made it into the mainstream.
Yeah, I guess. You know, in my neighborhood, my next-door neighbor, I've lived in my duplex for about 25 years, and she came over, and my grandson plays with her children, and she's like, a few years ago, she goes, I cannot believe who you are. I looked it up, and damn, I did not know we had a famous psychic living next to us. And I think it's because for most of our day, we're just doing our thing. And
we're normal people, aren't we?
We truly are. We just have this strange little gift that lets us see ghosts and lets us talk to aliens and lets us, you know, see the world in a different slant. So ask me some questions,
really,
people.
I love this conversation. You know, you being a clairvoyant, do people go and ask you, you know, just because they find out who you are, they start asking you questions? And it's not sometimes it is to test you. But do you find that some people ask just so because they know you're there and, you know, would you, hey, do you see my dead grandma in front of me or something? Do you find that happen
all
to
the
you
damn time? I was just at my
or anywhere.
I was just at my doctor's office this week for a checkup or check-in, and I don't go to my internalist that much, but I was there, and she asked me questions about her love life. And at the end of it, Cherry, I told her, I said, and that'll be $60, please. And she went, what?
Yes.
I went, you know, this is how I make my living. And it shocked her because I guarantee you my insurance is paying her bill. When I'm on airplanes and they ask me, I tell them I sell insurance.
Yes.
Because I don't want to talk about it. Or I'm doing a trade show. Or I don't advertise it out that way because I find that most of us that do this work, we're probably very outgoing and we, you know, we say an awful lot of stuff and we're talking to people all day long and we're high energy, but we're also introverts. We go home and we don't want to talk about this. We want to have a normal life.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, just going through a couple of days. It's like I'm done. I'm done peopling. I don't want to talk about it. And, you know, sometimes somebody will ask me, oh, can I'm just calling to see how you're doing, Sherry. And then it leads into, what do you see? Do you think something is going to happen? It's like, I'm done. Once I close that door, I'm done.
Well, I have no problem. And this is a big thing to a lot of people. When I first started reading professionally, and let me clarify this, Spirit asked me to read. I have two engineering degrees, and I'm like, you're freaking crazy. I don't want to do it. You won't give me, I need to have, you know, a vacation. I need to have good pay. I need yada, yada, yada. And Spirit gave me every one of those things. And when I said, well, I guess I better do this, Spirit started laughing and said, you could have gotten so much more. And so when I came into this, it wasn't because, and there are a lot of psychics out there, especially in Portland, that are just feels it's an easy way to make a living. That was not my choice. I came in because I was supposed to do this work. And so, you know, we go out, we do our job, we talk to all these people, but I have learned over the years, a lot of people say it's a spiritual gift, you need to give it away. No, my contract with the universe is that I get paid and make a decent living. I am not a millionaire. I have to take care of my retirement. I'm 62 years old, but I get paid for it. And if you're going to put me aside and ask me, and I take Ubers all the time to the airports and back. I do 30 shows a year. And if you're going to ask me for that, I'm going to charge you. And I'm really right up front about it. And I'll bring out my timer and we'll do that. Because, like, I spent 5 years training over $10,000. I did all my own time. I take care of all my own expenses, and I take care of all my own insurances. This is how I make a living, and I can trade it for a massage every day of the week, or I can trade it for everything, but truly, I'm not going to. It's not, I don't, PG&E and SMUD do not want that. They want cash. And I don't go and
That's
I don't
exactly
advertise.
Right.
People come to me. I don't advertise. I don't go out looking for them. If you go on Facebook, you'll see everybody advertising every one of their events and everything else. I just tell them what show I'm going to be at. I got yelled at this last year because my calendar's so out of date. So I get mad. Nobody knows where to find me.
I think it's really just learning your value, learning your own worth. And when people learn your value, they're not going to squawk about a few pennies. They're going to know you're going to deliver the goods, and everybody's going to be happy. It's going to be a win-win situation.
And like
Absolutely.
I tell them, if you're a new person first time, tell me if the first 5 minutes, if we are not matching, tell me. I will call it a day, and I won't charge you a dime because not everybody's going to match.
Exactly. I can usually tell when they before they walk up.
Me too. It's kind of like, oh, please don't. And when they try to make you prove it.
And I can tell.
Yeah, I hate the prove it readings. Well, tell me something about myself. No. I always look at it this way. It's my gift, my talent, my choice. And I don't have to read them if I don't want to.
Yeah, and you don't have to anything. I had a client yesterday, and she come up to me, and it wasn't even a reading for her. It was her reading for her grandmother. She comes up, and she says, okay. And she plops the money down, and she says, I want some evidence. I said, okay, that's fine. She goes, don't give me any names. Just I want the evidence of knowing that you know what I'm talking about, and you can tell me the name. I said, spirit doesn't work that way.
I know. It's really funny.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. Yeah.
Do you get names? Because I don't get names.
I do get names sometimes. More, I would say, honestly, about 40%. I'll get a name.
I just don't. But I can describe
and
what
more
they look like.
More than not, I'll get personalities, things that they only know between the person I'm reading and the person that's crossed over. But sometimes you don't get names, and that's okay. You know, everybody's different. Everybody receives information different. And just because you don't get a name doesn't mean you're less of a reader than somebody else that gets names. It doesn't matter. It really matters if that person in front of you and know that that person you're talking about is that person that they're trying to reach. That's all that matters.
Yeah, they come across and they're very strong with me in their own personalities. And I, when I first started looking and seeing the goat, you know, talking and bringing them in, which was probably about 15 years ago, this old man came in and called me a bitch. And I went, well, damn, he just called me a bitch. And all of his daughters started laughing and go, we know you got my dad now. I'm like, okay. I get it. And a lot of times I go, this doesn't make any sense to me, but yada, 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 yada. And they go, oh, yeah, you're right. And, you know, because basically what you're doing is you're just a conduit to tell them what's happening from the other side. You know, I have a good telepath, and I see well. So I see him standing in front of me. And sometimes I invite him in for a conversation, and they won't come. They don't want to come. They're off, either reincarnated or they're someplace else, but they're nowhere near me.
Exactly. It's so true. You can't beg them to come forward. If they're not ready, they're not ready. But when it comes to that, more often than not, and I don't know how you do, Sharon, but with me, I just ask them, okay, let's cut through the chase. You're wanting to know this person. Just give me the first name. I'll tap right into the soul, dead or alive. And that's what I do.
Always
bring their soul forward and just start reading.
That's good. See, I always ask for a name, and then I invite them in for a conversation. And sometimes if they died recently, they are in seclusion while they're healing up and reviewing their life. And I'll talk to their guardians instead of them, and they go, they're not ready to talk yet. Come back in a month or two.
Wow. Yeah.
And
that happens.
And
that happens.
Sometimes that happens.
Yes, definitely. Wow.
But I see ghosts all the time.
Is there any case that you have remembered in all your 30-plus years that kind of sticks out to you? Is there something that's special that you can share with the listeners? Because we're on iHeart, we're on all the other major podcasts.
Oh, I don't do police work. I won't do it because I have to live with that vision in my head, and I don't want to do that. So I made a decision when early on I was doing a paranormal, going through a house clearing. And it was one of those houses where you ask the question and the answer would appear written on the wall in blood. I did not stay there that long. I got the hell out of that damn house. It was really, really, really bad. And for the next 6-8 months, I did a lot of work like that. I went into another house, and all of a sudden the pictures start flying off the wall and attacking me. And I walked back out and said, I'm not going to stay here. I'll read it from home. And it was the 8 months or so I did this, I made an agreement with the universe, with spirit, and I said, I don't want to work like that. There's a lot of that out there. I truly believe it. And so I have chosen not to work on those areas again. I don't want to work like that. it's just it. I have to live with that in my brain and in my body. It's why I won't watch scary movies, because I know it's true out there. And what I learned after making that decision was I had several lifetimes as an exorcist. And so that's why I was able to go in and do the work, because, you know, if you've already mastered that skill, you can bring it back up. And because I choose this lifetime to work more on an emotional level and help people through their trauma or their PTSD or their emotional relationships or their business questions, I believe sometimes you just need somebody to tune in and see what's happening in the energy so you can make a good decision. Probably one early on, I was reading out of a little bookstore, and this lady came, she sat down, and I told her, I said, you know, I'm not real sure why this is coming up with you, but in the next 3 weeks, you're going to face your worst fear, and you'll feel like your life is over, but it's actually the beginning of you starting your healing. 2.5 weeks later, she came back in, and her husband came in, and he pointed a finger at me in front of the store, and he goes, it's you. It's you that did this. And I just looked at him kind of, oh, shit, what the hell have I done now? And they had found their daughter floating face down in the pool, attempted suicide, and they thanked me because their daughter, they were able to hold on to that this is the beginning of getting better. And they were able to bring their daughter out of the pool and in therapy and was doing a lot of great stuff with her. And they had hope. But if they had not had that hope, they would not have been able to go forward. And I believe in giving people the hope. I have tattooed on my back, Living Beyond Karma. And the reason I do is one of my favorite clients, she had visited her in the hospital, and she was dying of cancer. And right before that, I'd given her a reading. And I said, you know, in the next 3 months, you're going to feel you're going to be able to walk through your karma. And if you do, you'll have everything you've ever dreamed of. I never promise people this because it's just a false promise. But 3 months later, she's in the hospital, and she's dying of cancer. And I told her, if you get up and walk through this karma, we'll get that tattooed on our backs, Living Beyond Karma. And we did, and she, the love of her life came back. She saw her son graduate from high school. She was working as a chef. She was doing all types of wonderful stuff, and one night she just went to sleep and never woke up, and she was young. But she got all this stuff before that happened, and it was her family would call me and say, and I could hear her, I still hear Kristen in my head going, why would I stick around and talk to them, right? You know how mouthy my family is, right? So I had talked to every, she was a coot. She was so much fun. I've talked to every member of her family, and she comes in and talks to me quite a bit. But I found her when she was 16. She came into a bookstore I was reading at, and I took one look at her and said, I don't know who you're hanging around with the drugs, but you're going to go to jail or die if you don't stop that this week. And her mouth fell open, and she got rid of that boyfriend. It was just, I had had her ever since. She was a wonderful girl, and I still miss her and adore her. But, yeah, we tattooed it on our back that we were going to live our lives beyond karma.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And she did. It's one of my favorite tattoos. She did that, and I did that. And so when I get, you know, a little upset in my little pettiness in my day, I kind of remember that, you know.
Jeez, wow. That's pretty meaningful.
So ghost stories. I'm going to tell you a ghost story next, okay? Right when I was a baby psychic and I was going through school and doing my thing, we decided to play hooky, another psychic friend of mine and I. And we're driving down 101, that curvy road down the coast road. And we're just chatting. And I know this is true. I have great telepaths, and so did Rhonda. And so we're finishing each other's sentences and not putting out half the words, but there was, on the cliff side of the road, there was, as solid as you can get, was this woman walking with a backpack, and she had on a one of those puffy jacket deals and hiking boots and stuff, and she's walking up on the cliff side, and we drove past her, and I looked at Rhonda, and we both said at the same time, that woman's dead. And Rhonda goes, and she doesn't know it yet. We looked back, she was gone, poof. And we were just so shocked. She must have just died like early that morning because she was still solid. She was solid.
Wow.
So that one was cool. I see ghosts walking up and down the street all the time. Usually in Halloween, the veil gets really thin, and you'll see a lot more of them. And there was one year they were so thick that I kept hitting my brakes because I thought I was going to be hitting people, and it wasn't people.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Imagine the people driving behind me. What's wrong with this crazy woman? She keeps hitting her brakes, not knowing that I'm trying not to hit the ghost. And I have ghosts through my house. When I moved in here, there was a guy that had died. He didn't die in the house, but it used to be his house. And I could see him peeking in the windows, you know, like, it looks like my house, but it's not my house. So after a while, I kind of hooked him up and got him out. It's like, you got to go home. But I have a kitty cat that died about 4 years ago. She still wanders through my house, drives my grandchildren crazy. Grandma's got a ghost cat. and my daughter
That's
says, no,
funny.
She doesn't. But I do have a cat that goes through, and a couple of old friends come by and visit every once in a while. It's just normal. They're here in the plane anyway. And my daughter, who passed away about 6 years ago, she'll walk through the house too, you know, every once in a while. She likes to stay at her sister's house more, but she kind of bebops through the house every once in a while to say hello. It's funny. You know, they don't really talk to me. They just kind of wave and keep on going.
And isn't that nice that you know that
the conversation?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said they don't want to stop for conversation.
No, they're good. I'm good. We said it all. I got one that, you know, they're working on a different plane. They're not that interested in if I got groceries today or something. They're working on a totally different plane. One of my dear friends died 26 years ago. He was my soulmate. He died 20 years ago. He was 26 years older than I was. A lovely man. And once he went through all of his stuff on the other side, he has now become one of my spirit guides that I work with. He was a healer, and he works with me and helps me heal at when I'm doing shows. And
wow, wonderful.
Isn't that great? That's what I think is
yes.
a fun idea, you know, that he's in here working with me. He's fabulous. I love working with Jimmy, and he's really good about helping stuck souls get to the other side, you know.
Oh, well,
you're like me, Sharon. You don't want to mess with the other side, the paranormal. I've had my doubt when I'm about to event. When I saw you, I had an attachment, and I finally, you know, we got rid of it. So,
attachments are bad.
I mean, it's like, okay, you know, it could be for somebody else, so.
You know, I don't need to be told spirit is real by all the ugliness.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
need to do that. I believe a lot of these real strong fundamentalist religions, and I don't care if you're Muslim, you're Christian, you're Buddhist, whatever, a lot of them are very much in trying to have blind faith. That's why they're doing the fundamentalist process of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I see it all the time. I don't need it. The one thing that I do miss is there was time early on, you know, I'd say the first half of my career, that I got to talk to a lot of aliens. Now I think I just go to bed too damn early and I'm not out there seeing them. They never come and talk to me anymore. And that kind of disappoints me because I'd like to. I think they'd have a lot to say. You know, I'm a big fan of ancient aliens. I've gone to the conferences. I just think they need to come talk to me. But no, they're too damn busy. So, but I do talk to the ghost a lot.
They probably think we're crazy.
I posted this picture on Facebook that says that when the aliens are driving past Earth, they're locking their doors.
That's exactly
they
right.
don't want us.
They're crazy
down there.
it seems like it's getting worse because we have more channels on TV. We have the wonderful internet, and there's so much stuff out there that's just insane.
Last September, I was working at a show, and one of my dear friends is definitely a star child. I mean, this woman, that's, I tell you what, lucky her feet are on the ground. But I was sitting there talking to her, and I was a group of people, and I said, what really concerns me is that the aliens may decide that we just aren't worth this and blow us up again, let us start all over, because they've done it two or three times already. And Sophia looked at me, and she says, no, that's not what's happening. Don't worry about that this time. I'm like, oh, thank God, because, you know, they've done it a couple of times on this planet. Oh, big mistake. Let's start over. Where do you think those ark stories came from and the ocean stuff, you know, and the nuclear wars that happened, you know, with Krishna and stuff? They have looked at us several times and gone, you guys are not growing up. Boom. So that does bother me. I kind of think they, because we just, I know we're doing what we're supposed to do spiritually. I know that the earth is changing, and I know we're doing that. It just feels like it's such an overwhelming amount to be done. And I realize that it's the new age, and that a lot of our political situation and a lot of the stuff that's happening now is to show the corruption so we can clean it up. But I really don't like living with it. I just,
no,
that's
it is
not
pretty
my
nasty.
It is. It
We've
is pretty nasty.
We've got a caller.
Oh,
we've
okay.
got a caller if you up for one, just a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
There you are.
Hi. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from New Jersey. How are you today?
Very
oh,
good.
Oh, we got us a Jersey girl. Yay.
Yes.
I'm thinking of doing a
How
show in Jersey.
Oh, you did?
I'm thinking of it. I've done some stuff in right next door in Pennsylvania. And I've gone to Jersey. Jersey's scary when you're driving. But I there's a new show I'm looking at doing next year, which would be fun. So what do you want to ask me, love?
Yes. Okay. So I am intuitive. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to believe in my powers, okay? I used to pick up on energy when I was a kid, but I didn't know what it meant. I used to get scared. And if I would go to a funeral, that same energy would be around me when I get home or even, like, next to me in bed. But I kind of stopped being scared of it and started to embrace it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I pick up sometimes, for example, like things that might be in the newspaper, okay? So I don't know how to deal with this as of now, but say, for example, do you see me trying to solving cases, cold cases in the future with other psychics? Like just as a gift.
No, and I'm going to tell you what I see your next three steps are, okay? That can be the end goal if you want to, but the only reason to do this work is to learn how to run your body, okay? And
mm-hmm.
right now you need to get training. You need to get training so you can focus. And the best way to do that is to learn meditation and work with somebody who teaches you your chakras. I always thought when I started doing this, I'd walk around in white robes and dispense words of wisdom. To tell you the truth, I've got a disco ball, honey. I don't do any of it. My booth's all orange, so I'm nowhere near what I thought I was going to be. You don't want to put an expectation on your gift. You want to develop your gift and let it lead you. And if it leads you to doing police cases, then you're perfectly welcome to do that. But it may lead you to be a teacher. It may lead you to go do a bunch of different things. So right now, the biggest thing you need to do is really learn how to master your psychic body. Does that make sense?
And that makes 100%. 100%.
Then you've already got all this stuff going on. Imagine a radio dial, okay, that's out, all right? It's like static. And all of a sudden, you turn it in, and everything becomes clear. And then you may start out like I did, you know, doing those crazy, you know, house clearings and saying, no, 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 I'd rather help people develop emotionally. you may do like that Long Island medium and just go talk to everybody, you know. But there's a lot out there, and by no means what I do is the only way to come at it. There's so much more that's coming in that once you develop your body, your psychic chakras, your psychic body, then there's all these things that you can do. So I do see you working. I just don't see you being limited to one way.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to you know, I thought about taking this meditation class. It's, I think, a 3-month or a 4-month class where
that
it teaches you how to meditate.
Yeah. It would be great. Anytime I get stuck, I meditate again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about training your body, because what will happen if you were to go out right now, you would go out and talk to these police, and half the time they think we're crazy anyway. Okay, I'm going to tell you that. Because they do. They think we're nut jobs, you know. It's two different vibrations. You would get out there. You would not know how to take care of yourself, and you would get hurt.
Okay.
I mean, Jerry and I at our last show in Portland, she knows what she's doing, and she's still got an attachment. And you would get hurt. And, I mean, when I first started, there were times I'd sit on my sofa and watch television, do nothing else, because I'd be so damaged from doing the work. Then I figured I was stuck. I might as well do it anyway. So I get off the sofa. You know, but you got to learn to protect yourself and strengthen up those chakras and how to work your body in a way that's efficient and protect you. And then if you want to go solve every case out there, go for it. You know, but you might find that you might like talking to the dead more than this, or you might find that you want to play with the aliens, or you might want to do healing work. There's so many options out there.
You know, it's so
and
funny.
I want to say it takes a long time to really, you know, really harness the gift. It takes a lot of responsibility. Look at Sharon. She has a lot of years behind her. I've done thousands of readings, doing, you know, from gallery readings to individual readings. And it takes a long time, discipline, persistence, and being able to, number one, being humble and letting go of your ego. It doesn't happen overnight, believe me, especially when you're in the public eye. So, you know, this is something that you're called to do, not because you're seeking it for the money or anything like that. Just like Sharon says, this is something that's a calling for you. And when the things line up, it will happen. Sometimes it may not be your path, and I'm going to say that. Maybe it may not be your path, even though you may have an interest. There's just too many variables. But I wish you luck.
I'm going to say, well said. Just because you can do things doesn't mean you should do things. Like, I don't teach anymore because I don't enjoy it, and I don't want to teach. And I don't do gallery readings anymore because it just takes a lot of energy out of me. I'd rather sit back and do one-on-one. Everybody has a different way of putting it out there. Everybody. And you may find that you just want to read your grandchildren and be happy with that. Or you may want to go and be the next Jean Dixon. But really, the getting out of your ego's way, a lot of my lessons have been my own fault, my own ego. And letting that go so you can see clearly is a huge part of this. I have an agreement with Spirit that every time I read someone, I end my karma with them, and I work my energy on the other side of that fence. That's one of my payoffs. I've got a lot of karma. I've been reading 30 years. I still have got stuff that's coming up. And you learn to laugh at it. But I wish you well. Start with the meditation class. Learn how to run your chakras. And really, try some of those meetup groups because they're not as expensive. There are a lot of people that are out there. And there's a psychic. She's over there in the Portland show, by the way. She will spend 30 minutes with me. You just spend $100. And she'll take what she's learned with me and she'll make it into a $10,000 program for her center. There's a lot of psychics out there that will charge you a lot of money. You can get a lot of this information through meetup groups or through meditation classes.
All right. So I think I kind of know what path I want to go on. I think I'd rather talk to the dead.
Talk to the dead.
Problems.
They're funny.
That's fun. Yes.
Sounds
okay.
Great. Thank you
all
for
right,
calling
thank you.
You.
Jeez. Oh,
there,
wow.
It's a lot of people are now coming up since the New Age and are really trying to, you know, open up. It's part of what we've been offered in the New Age. New Age has only been here for about 5 years. And people forget that it took 300 years from the last New Age when Christ was born to get to a point of actually starting to clear off the planet at those times and move forward. And so we've got a lot of cleaning and healing to do on this planet before we can actually access all of our gifts to have our spiritual, you know, lifestyles that we want. But a lot of people are feeling that call right now. And the best thing I can tell them is, you know, get yourself in a meditation class. Learn how to be quiet. Learn how to hear your soul. Are we still
so
here?
So what's your take on classes that are courses where people are taking certifications to become a medium or certifications to become a shaman or certification of becoming a yoga instructor? What's your take on that, Sharon?
Well, you know, I just watched this funny show on yoga instructors, and they are not regulated any more than psychics are regulated, any more than, you know, a lot of these things are. I know enough about shamanism to know that you can't take a class and become a shaman. It does not work that way. Shamanism is a lifetime worth of study. It's like witches out there. You can decide that that's the spiritual path you want to embrace and study it, but that doesn't make you, you know, a hoodoo practitioner. And I've taken hoodoo classes. I know how to steal graveyard dirt. I don't know enough about mediumship. The reason I don't do mediumship is it gives me such a bad headache. So I just don't even bother with it. But I know a lot of people that when I owned my fair, they would tell me this guy was their teacher and they were this medium and that medium, and I would just roll back laughing because I knew who the guy was. He was teaching. I'm like, uh-huh.
I feel the same way, but I had to throw that question out there.
But there is Church of Asclepion.
How the New Age and the new, you know, the New Age and the metaphysical field, you know, it takes really the spirit and the sacredness of the holy man's journey of being a shaman, which is, like you said, absolutely. I have a couple close friends that are 100% indigenous Native Americans, and they just, you know, it's an insult to their culture, in the Native American culture. And I do have to say, I was kind of laughing because I was at a show one day, and I was up a couple weekends ago, and I was at a show, and this gal was doing a soul retrieval, and she claims herself as a shaman. And here this person in the midst of everybody was walking by, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. She's laying down in a massage table, and the instructor was running her rattles and drums and things like that. And I thought, wow, this is a joke.
I was in San Jose 10, 15 years ago, and we're all out underneath tents and stuff, and I cuss. I've got a filthy mouth. And one of my friends came up, and she had said, how great my tent looked. And I said, yeah, pretty damn good for an old lady or something like that. And the lady next to me had said very clearly that it wasn't a damn whatever or something. Really was offended. And I just looked at her like, whatever. And she had the tuning forks, and she did all this ceremony and all this other stuff. And I see energy, and I'm looking at this sideways going, well, what the hell? I don't see a damn thing happening here. What in the world is this child trying to do, you know? But she was really into it. There is so much dogma in the New Age deal. You can see wonderfully and be an asshole. You can. Your spiritual path is your inner belief, the way you're walking it. And I've seen these blonde girls tell me they're shamans, especially on the East Coast. I look at them cross-eyed. because I work in Durango where the real shamans are. So,
yeah,
you know.
But you know, that's their life. Exactly.
That's,
it's a service.
It's a full lifetime path. But there are people out there saying, I've taken, it's like Reiki. I took a $99 one-day course, and now I'm a master.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Explain
that's
that to me again, dude. I've been working 30 years, and I know I'm stupid in a lot of this. So, you
they
know.
Think this, they think it's next thing to the best thing on sliced bread when they say, I'm a Reiki master. I took
I
one
know,
day
isn't
to
that
be
funny?
Reiki 1, and the next month or the next weekend, they took Reiki 2, and they call themselves a master after, you know, it's like it's
have
a
they
joke.
Come up to you and go, I'm an empath. I'm like, yeah, you and everybody in this room. So what?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, yeah.
I know.
Everybody feels energy.
Everybody does. That even drives me crazy. I used to do a lot of the paranormal investigations, and people would call if it was a residential case, and they'd say, well, you know, I'm an empath, and I would just, like, roll my eyes, and I was like, oh, my God, here we go.
Here we go. I feel, so what? So does everybody else out there. That's why you have this body, is so you can feel, you know. But,
right.
I'm not going to knock anybody's religious belief system, but there's a bunch of quacks out in my industry. I work in the woo-woo industry, you know, and you've got to be careful. And don't ever feel ashamed to say, nope, you're not doing it for me. I want my money back. Don't ever feel ashamed to do that. Because there are people out there that really are bad at it. And there are people out there that are really good at it. I'd have to work with some of them. I think if they can give you some information, you got your money's worth. But I swear, there's a girl in the Portland show, and she's hit us, almost all of us, up for private lessons, and she turns them into $10,000 classes for her center. Most of us won't even laugh.
That thing with the Reiki, isn't that the Reiki now that when you go into, if you have like a lineage of Yusui, which is, you know, a diluted down from way back, hands-on healing, it's just, you know, it's been so diluted and reinvented. That if you have the lineage, so-called lineage, not from Yusui, but from his person downwards, you have to pay, what, $10,000 per class or something, or a course or something? It's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy? I just turn around and I run energy through my hands and run them up and down their hands, and I show them like five different types of energy, including Reiki, which is nothing compared to some of the energy I pulled through. I go, now, if you can feel that, you can start working as a healer. Here's how you train.
I'm not into Reiki. I know what Reiki energy is. It's great. It's wonderful. But, you know, to me, it's not strong enough. I like strong and get to the point and get it over with kind of person.
I am with you there. Plus, I've seen a lot of people use it as a pickup line. So it's kind of like, consider your source. If you're looking to work with a good teacher or a good reader, you want someone that'll back up their work. You'll say, if this doesn't happen, you don't pay me.
Exactly.
That's what you're looking for. Anybody else, and this has been happening a lot. Lately, I've been reading people that have been all over the country who've been getting screwed by gypsies and curses. And some of them, one of my clients from Tampa, she said, you know, they work with me, and then I work to this other lady, and she's already asked for $3,000. Now she wants another $5,000. I'm like, oh, my God. Let's do 15 minutes and clean this stuff out. Don't give her another dime. And I've been getting a lot of those calls this week. Watch out for somebody that wants to sell you a $4,000 candle. Because any good practitioner, they have a website, they have a physical address, they have a way for you to contact them, and they have their rates that are clear. So much for 30 minutes. So much for this. And that's what you're looking for. And if you get into a situation where you've been in that you don't think they're doing right, then you just turn around and say, I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay you for that. Give me my money back. Because there are a lot of charlatans in our field. And there are a lot of really good people out there, too. But lately, the charlatans seem to be going through the country. Don't know why. It'll change next week.
So. What do you think of that, Maria?
I love to listen to Sharon. I just absolutely love your energy, and I could just sit here and listen to you talk forever. I love it.
Sometimes they let me come to your state.
Honey, I'm beginning to wonder why they let anybody into this state.
See, I'm a white girl from Atlanta, Georgia, okay? And I was raised in the Bible Belt, and I have two engineering degrees. So I have science, and I have that real strong Christian, fundamental Christian background. And I have no lineage, what to speak of. We're just, you know, like I said, I'm a white girl from Georgia. And but what I do have is I have the talent. And for me, when I sat down first time in my meditation class and got myself focused the very first class, I don't know who fell off their chair quicker, me or my teacher, because it came in that strong. And I was in resistance for several years. Like I said, they had to come up to me and really bribe me to take this job, because I just didn't think I was any good at it. I've been doing this for 30 years now, I also get anxiety before every show. And I've talked to other really good psychics, and they say, oh, I thought that was just me. But I think it just, you know, as a psychic, you're putting yourself out there, and you don't want to be considered a charlatan. You don't want any of that. You want to do a good job, you know. And
you really want to. Exactly. You want your success rate to be in the, at least the high 90s. I mean, I strive for that. But, you know, we're all human. Sometimes we have our bad days, and I'm going to be honest, we do. But
we do, and you don't want to hurt somebody. And someday you may not be feeling that well, or some of those chairs hurt your back, so you're not feeling good sitting in some of those chairs at these shows.
They're very hard, and they don't have to be any support.
And then you've hauled in 50 pounds worth of luggage and all the stuff that goes with it. Yeah, there's a lot involved there, but, you know, we really want to do a good job. And if we can't read you and we can't do a good job, then we should tell you we can't. And I always say, you know, I'm going to give you an option. You can get out of this reading, or we can go forward. It's up to you.
There you go. You're like me, Sharon. That's awesome. Yeah. And you're being up front.
Because, you know, I have to sleep with myself at night, and I'm not in it for the money. I am blessed that I can support myself doing this. I'm very blessed. A lot of those people can't do that. But I also understand business, and, you know, and that's helpful. But as a psychic, I don't want to hurt you. Because I feel it. You know, we take this stuff home with us. This is this is why I don't do police work. I've been asked a couple of times, and when you're seeing somebody being murdered or you're seeing some child being raped, you know, that does not make me happy and creative. And it takes me months to get out of that. And so I don't want to work that way. I want to work on your success. I want you to succeed. And I want you not to lie to yourself. If that man's cheating on you, I'm going to tell you. That boy's cheating on you. You need to stop that crap. And I've had a lot of people, I know you've had this too, Cherry, they'll come up and they'll do their own reading on themselves, and they'll tell you, oh, and he just feels like, you know, he's just hard to trust and hard to this. I'm like, oh, girl, you need to go watch that movie that he's just not that into you again, or read the book, because that ain't crap. I had one guy, and I was reading in a place in Columbus. I was doing a special event at this guy's bar hotel, restaurant. And this guy, he comes up to get a reading. I said, how many girlfriends you got? And he said, oh, I've got one maybe. And I go, no, I see four. How many girlfriends you got? So we start going off through his girlfriends. The one he really liked was left at home. He had the booty call out at the bar with him, okay? She comes up after him, and she thinks she's in a damn relationship. And they're going to go off into no man's land together and be happily ever after. And I'm looking at her cross-eyed, and it's like, those are the women I'm going to tell you. No, he's got four girlfriends. No, you need to pay attention. No, you need to get out of the fairy tale, and you need to expect more in your life so you get someone that treats you the way you want to be treated instead of these jackasses out there. And so I will. I'll tell him every time I look at a guy, I want to know how many women he's talking to. Because men are dogs. I got six brothers.
Oh,
they're all dogs. They're all, that's just part of their testosterone thing, whatever, you know. I'm not saying they can't be good. I'm saying that normally they're not. We don't hold them to high enough standards. That there are a lot of good men out there, but, you know, I've seen this happen many, many times over and over and over and over again. And my job is to get them out of that fantasy fairy tale and get them in a reality bracket so that they can change their vibrational match so they can bring in someone that loves them that they can love back. It's all about the vibrational match. If you're sitting there laying down with dogs, you're going to wake up with fleas. And that's why
wow,
we meditate.
That is so true.
So we can raise our vibration and be happier. God didn't mean for us to come down here and be miserable.
Yeah. Jeez. Do you find that people pretty much, they want advice on money and love? That's the two things?
It's always love and money. It's always love and money. But I would say 50% of my, especially show clients, are that way. However, the people that call me all the time that I work with, we work through whatever it is they're trying to achieve. We work through their energy. They have specific questions. As a clairvoyant, I give specific answers. I'm a hard, fast reader. I'll tell you, it'll take you, I'm really good at timelines. It's going to take you 3 minutes, and then this is going to happen. And it's none of this, oh, and the wings of the angel are wrapping themselves around you. None of that crap with me. I'm not a love and light reader. I'm a down and dirty reader. I'm going to tell you what's happening in your life. And I'm your biggest fan. I am a cheerleader. I want you to succeed. It makes me happy to see that. And when that makes me happy, then I'm happier and I create a better life for myself. So win-win.
Wow. That's great. I really resonate. Personally, I really resonate with your philosophy, honestly. It's just amazing. It's true because a lot of people, they'll just, oh, you got a bunch of angels around you and, you know, and just really fluffy and light and, you know, all the women are gathered. Oh, yeah, it's all good. And, you know, it's all, oh, geez.
It's that love and light BS.
It's all good for a momentarily, but not for a lifetime.
Yeah, because I always say you're not going to get anywhere until you address that big hairy wart on your ass. And it's true. You've got to get the ugly, the dark side out before you can do better.
Ooh,
you got
to
get
a lot of work.
That. Well, it's lifetimes of it. One of my friends once told me, they said, how many lifetimes do you think you've been around? I go, I don't know, probably several hundred. She goes, no, thousands, Sharon, thousands, hundreds of thousands. I'm like, boy, you made me feel good, honey. But she's right.
Wow.
We have infinity to work through as much of this as we can. And even though there's some idiots out there, like our president, his next lifetime, he may have to be an idiot this lifetime, so because next lifetime he has to be a saint. I'm not going to judge whatever your path is. That's your path. But I'm not going to read your crap either if it's just BS. And I'm not here to prove
right.
it to you. I don't need to do it. You know, Cherry, when they ask you to prove it to them, I don't do it anymore. I'm like, I won't play that game. Go find somebody else.
It's very disrespectful. I'm very honest with them with that. I used to, you know, like when I first started, it's like I cringed on that. But, you know, I just tell them, hey, spirit doesn't work that way. And I'm going to be honest. It's very disrespectful mm-hmm. to the people that do that and they're honest and authentic about it to go and question their abilities.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that to your doctor. I mean, you probably should, but, you know. Or your mechanic. I mean, you need to have good references and stuff, but, you know, I back up my work, and my accuracy rate is 85 to 95% accuracy rate, and it surprises me as much as anyone else, but it is what it is. So, you know, we go out, we do the best we can, and we go home and we eat spaghetti, maybe ice cream. I like food.
and shut the door and laugh about it and have a good time afterwards, right? Time for
oh, yeah,
ourselves.
One of my friends, I have to end with this story. We would have these fairs out at this little shop I worked at, and one of my girlfriends would come with me. Afterwards, we'd go drink margaritas and eat Mexican food at the restaurant right next door. And she says, I just love coming when y'all do that because y'all are telepaths and y'all are drunk. and one of them will say two words, the other one will answer with three, and nobody gets a complete sentence, but you all know what you're talking about. It is hilarious to watch you psychics together when you're drinking. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
So
and you know,
really,
and somebody comes in with something else.
When you do a reading and everything, and it, you know, you're, what do people say? Oh, is that going to be true? Is there free will? Quickly, Sharon, is there some free will after you
there
read?
There is, and I read in percentages because nothing's black and white. There's a 75% chance that'll come through. There's only a 30% chance because I got tired of women asking me, does he love me? Yeah, 20% of him does. That's not good odds for me. So,
Oh my gosh.
I read in percentage. Try it, Cherry. Try it. Try reading a percentage. Put a gauge up and see where it lands, and then you can tell them, yeah, you know, 75% chance it'll happen. But you can always change this up.
Yeah, I tell them everybody has free will.
Exactly. Everybody has free
It's all
will.
Free will, and I'm right up front like you are. I'm up front. I said it can change in a dime of a hat. And I'm a thought. You decide you want to be an alcoholic and a drug addict and live under the bridge. That can change everything.
It can. I tell them right now everything looks great. But if you want to go out and walk down Stockton Boulevard naked at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're probably going to get raped, honey.
Exactly.
It's probably going to happen. That's 100% chance.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you or check you out, how do they do that? What website? How do they get a hold of you?
Okay, so it's www.psychicsharonsamsel.com. Or they could give me a phone call at 916-451-4014. And we go from there.
That's awesome.
That's
I promise
wow.
to get my calendar updated this week. Got it off. For next
you know,
year.
It's really difficult to do the calendar. You know, everything changes so much, and I don't know about you, but my weakness is the computers. That's just not built, and so I have a hard time dealing with that, and I have to hire people to do that for me, so...
I need to upgrade my website, and I need to upgrade my calendar and do some parts of it. Thing is I'm traveling 25 to 30 shows a year. They're only 52
yeah,
weeks
I know,
in the
busy.
Year. So I'm out, I'm in, and when I'm home, I am I'm taking, you know, private clients. And my I do a lot of work with my three grandchildren. They go to school around the corner, and their mom's a single mom, so I'm doing a lot of fill-in there. So my days are pretty full, you know,
yeah.
just like yours are. We're working psychics. And then from now on until January, nobody's going to talk to us hardly because it's holidays. It's our break.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Sharon, I just want to thank you, personally thank you, and just, you know, your time to share your knowledge and your experiences as a clairvoyant psychic, and I know you do well, and I just wanted you to be on the show because there's not very many psychic mediums or psychics or clairvoyants I have on the show. I am very picky, and I want people that are going to be able to help up those that are on the outside and really just be a service. So that, thank you for being on the air with us.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast. And I will see you in Portland next year.
I will. I'll be back. If not, I
we'll
might go
back.
To Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. We're looking at Hawaii. That could be fun. I'm also looking at Jersey and Boston and, you know, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. What do you think, Maria?
Oh, she's wonderful.
Oh,
I really enjoy her energy.
Me too. I can talk to her for hours. She's awesome. Yeah, her and I were just across from each other and just didn't have a chance. I mean, just barely bathroom break. Hi, how are you? You know, kind of thing. And, wow, we were just. Booked. Her and I were just slammed. But yeah, she's great. She's a wonderful person, and her abilities, I could tell, just from my experience, her abilities are very strong and very, very well service for others. Definitely.
Yes, and I like it that she doesn't sugarcoat anything, because there's too many people that do that.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. So, anyway, I don't know what's going to happen next week. I guess I'm going to have to dig out a show and figure out who's going to be on. But in the meantime, I will work at it and with my busy schedule. And we're gonna make it happen. But I want to thank everybody for listening to Paranormal Horizons. And actually, with Jason coming back on with his funny memes, our likes and followers, have you noticed that, Maria? They're increasing.
Yeah, we're up to 43,000 people on our Facebook page now. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, what, 4 years ago when I started with Jason, actually 4 years and 1 month, we were at 1,000, a little over 400. And so I can see that now. How many people are actually liking us is 43,178 as of now, and the 44,285 people are actually following. So sometimes when you have too many, and this is just what I've been told, if you have a limit, Facebook unfortunately puts a limit on how many pages that you like. And if you go over that limit, you can't like that page. You can follow them, but you can't like that page. So unfortunately, there's a monopoly going on and manipulation and things like that. And so, but no, I'm really happy. And if there's any funny memes that you want to post or something, go ahead and send it to us. Maria, I, or Jason will approve it. And, you know, as long as it's in good taste, it's not really vulgar. We don't want to be in trouble with Facebook.
Oh, my God. Did you just say good taste after the stuff that we post?
Well, I mean, it's funny, but it's not vulgar to the point you don't want to have people offend people so much that it's, you know, really a lot of four-letter words constantly. I mean, once in a while, it's great, but we don't want to get in trouble with Facebook and their standard practices or have a complaint, do we? But anyway, that's another story in its own right.
I've done that enough for all of us. All of my posts, I'm usually the one that screws that up pretty well for us.
Well, the thing is that if we can bring a smile to your day and a laughter to your day, that's what's important. Don't take it personally. And some people, you know, you can't please everybody. You just really can't. You try and do your best, and you're honest with people, and you're going to find one or two people that are going to complain or have an issue or whatever, and, you know, just delete it and move on ahead. You know, you just can't let one person stop you. So, it's a free page, and we're just helping people to, like I said, you know, bring a smile to the day, or they can share it on their page, or, you know, if it brings a laugh, that's great, you know. So, yeah. So, Maria, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for allowing me to come on. I have a good time with the guests, and I have a good time with you and Jason, and I'm sorry I couldn't give Jason all kinds of hail like I usually do on each show, but I'm sure I'll catch up.
And I want to say this. Don't worry about allowing you. You're part of the team. It's just, you know, if any time you want to go and do a three-way co-host, you're welcome to. I'd love to have your energy. Absolutely. It's not about allowing. It's part of the team. It's whether you want the time off or can't work or whatever. You know, we're all there to work with each other's schedule.
We have a good time. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. That's the truth. But in the meantime, I'm going to let you go because I know it's late. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and I know you're in Kentucky. So, well, we are 2 hours ahead, and you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's correct, right?
Yes, yes, yes. My cows will await
me
in the barn.
I could not get up that early. No way.
Oh, you could.
Absolutely
you could,
no way.
You had to.
I had to be very okay. So the times that I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning was when I was competitively running for 23 years, and we were going and getting ready in the middle of the night, having to meet the team at
over at a gas station or a grocery store so we can be on the road for the start of a relay. So that's when we were, you know, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Those are the terrible nights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So,
yeah.
But other than that, I'm thank God, literally thank God. I you know, you wouldn't have to wake up usually in the middle of the night like that. But anyway, we're going to have to get going so you can get some rest. But again, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for your support. Continue to share, like, whatever. And if you have any suggestions or anything, just get a hold of us.
Yes. If you have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to hear on the show, please let us know about that as well.
Yay! All right. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
All right. Thank you for listening to Paranormal Horizons. Y'all have a good week.
Take care. Peace.